Rain on me. We are Quixie 98.3.
Well, speaking of making it rain, have you ever played a game in one of those restaurants where, like, you win tickets and it just starts spitting them out at you out of the machine?
Oh, yeah.
Like a Chuck E. Cheese, for example?
Yeah.
Well, Chuck E. Cheese went bankrupt earlier this year. They're reorganizing the pizza chain. This sounds like a dream come true for a child who really wants to go get all the stuff from the little prize area. The company has 7 billion Chuck E. Cheese prize tickets. It's enough paper to fill 65 shipping containers, each 40 feet long. Their actual value is about $9 million in Chuck E. Cheese prizes. But the tickets may get destroyed. Well, the tickets may get destroyed.
Okay.
The chain, which is again in bankruptcy court, has asked a federal judge for permission to buy the tickets for $2 million, then immediately destroy all of the tickets that they say they don't want getting out in the last 612 locations.
Oh.
They say they would rather take the loss of buying the tickets for $2 million and destroying them than letting the $9 million worth of tickets flood the market and cause them to have to turn around and give away prizes.
So they were going to sell them just in public?
Nope. They were going to end up in the stores, and they're going to basically re-gear themselves to where less tickets are offered, less tickets are given. But these are an asset.
Make it more difficult to get prizes.
Right. But these are now an asset. These have value. They can't just burn them. They have to get permission.
That's very interesting.
There is a hearing next week. It's got other issues that they're dealing with as well. They say it's better to just pay for and then destroy the tickets than to risk having them get into the general public's hands, because then they'd be liable to have to pay out.
That's just crazy to me.
Who would have thought a little paper ticket actually means something?
And is actually worth something valuable.
Yeah. Well, as a parent who's had kids win stuff at restaurants before, those knockoff Ray-Ban sunglasses that they end up with,
yeah,
they cost about $80.